City Dome. Katie Schwab, The Seeing Hands. 8th of October 2022 to 5th of March 2023. The Seeing Hands is a new, large-scale interactive exhibition by London-based artist Katie Schwab. Katie is an artist who works with installation, textile, furniture, and moving image to explore personal and social histories of craft, design, and education. With an interest in early to mid-20th century design and craft, the artist's practice is emphatically hands-on, collaborative, and participatory. The installation presented at Collective draws on a number of design reference points, from Collective's architecture to children's furniture, educational resources, and equipment. The adaptable sculptures have been produced through collaborations with different makers and, in the most part, made with remnants and recycled materials. The works in the Seeing Hands reference a number of architectural details found across the Collective site, such as the brickwork, pillars, and coloured glass. Katie has also drawn from The Tactile Workshops, a book by Italian artist, designer, and educator Bruno Manari, 1907-1998, which suggests making a haptic library for children. He believed that a catalogue of materials with different compositional and surface qualities would stimulate opportunities for engagement and education. All elements of this exhibition give children and adults tools for expression and communication, allowing them to manipulate the space to explore different forms of learning and play. Munari's influence is directly felt in the design of Tactile Library, found on the large curved painted wall in the City Dome. The wall painting, also echoing the patterns of the City Dome's brickwork, is produced from pots of paint left over from previous gallery exhibitions and studio work. The library consists of a selection of materials displayed on a shelving system designed and fabricated by furniture maker Simon Worthington. The shelf design echoes the brickwork found in the City Dome and is made from reclaimed Iroko timber, which still holds the scratches and markings from its former life as school science desks. The brackets are made from ash, beech, and Douglas fir offcuts from Simon's workshop. You are welcome to experiment freely with these materials, to move, regroup, and stack, to play with different colour combinations, scales, and textures, and explore their limitless possibilities. In the centre of the City Dome is a large, five-screened concertina structure which invites different ways to interact and play. Designed by Katie and built by Scott Associates Sculpture and Design Limited, Glasgow, the forms, colours, and materials of the sculpture have been defined by a patchwork of leftover materials. The structure has been designed to crawl through, weave on, and look through, and has been informed by the multifunctional children's Boardrobe 1991, produced by former Memphis designers Daniel Vile and Gerard Taylor. The piece also nods to a 19th-century stitched Leporello workbook produced by U.S. kindergarten teacher-trainer Ella Steigelman. The colourful wool and foam shapes reference Babylonia 1973, a set of educational sculptures produced by Italian avant-garde collective Studio 65. The original work scaled up traditional wooden building blocks into coated polyurethane shapes, which children could use to construct their own environments. At Collective, these forms are made from end-of-roll melange wools produced in Bradford by Abbotsford Textiles and were upholstered by Izzy Thomas. The colourful Eurocrates can be used both for seating and for holding and moving materials. Katie has also collaborated with designer Maeve Redmond to produce a tactile resource which asks, how many textures can you create using these papers? This will be available soon from the Collective website. Materials for the Seeing Hands 2022. Broadcloth, seconds, leftover MDF, leftover CLS, leftover Velcromat, netting, ribbon, ceramic tiles, steel, magnets, Miranti. Leftover emulsion paint from Collective, Katie Schwab's studio, Modern Painters, New Decorators, and Talbot Rice Gallery. Abbotsford end-of-roll melange wool, foam, Velcro, and thread. Eurocrates, Abbotsford end-of-roll melange wool, foam, MDF. Materials for Tactile Library, designed by Simon Worthington, 2022. Reclaimed Iroko, ash, oak, and Douglas fir offcuts. Cork, ceramic, rubber, and lino. Materials for Tactile Hangings, designed by Maeve Redmond, 2022. Paper, envelope, treasury tags. About Katie Schwab. Katie participated in Collective Satellites program for emergent artists in 2015, and since then has exhibited widely. She was shortlisted for the 2019 Max Mara Art Prize for Women and participated in British Art Show 9, 2021-2022. She has produced interactive installations and projects for Tate Britain, Tate St. Ives, Baltic, Arnolfini and Serpentine Galleries, inviting families to play and create. Recent exhibitions include Small Wares, Rachel Middelburg, the Netherlands, 2021, Another Crossing, Artists Revisit the Mayflower Voyage, Fuller Craft Museum, Brockton, MA, USA, and The Box, Plymouth, UK, 2021-2022. A Working Building, The Gallery at Plymouth College of Art, Plymouth, 2019, Making the Bed, Laying the Table, Glasgow Sculpture Studios, Glasgow, 2016, and Together in a Room, Collective, Edinburgh, 2016. Katie Schwab Sample Book, edited by Claire Malloy and designed by Abaca, is forthcoming. Special thanks to Katie Brennan, Siobhan Carroll, Peter Clark, Kit Craig, Dan Griffiths, Marie Anne McKee, Maeve Redmond, Izzy Thomas, Simon Worthington, Bluecoat, with Linny Vanablas, Gina Sang, Sophie Jones-Davis, Adam Smythe, and the Install Team. Scott Associates Sculpture and Design, Talbot Rice Gallery, Modern Painters, and New Decorators. Learning at Collective. People of all ages are welcome to drop in to play, look, and gather in the exhibition, with facilitated sessions during our regular Friday drop-in play sessions. Schools, nursery, or community groups are welcome to contact Collective to book time to experience the exhibition. Play and learning is a core concern in Collective's programme. Since opening the observatory in 2018, we have been exploring our site and exhibition programme with local families and groups using loose parts play theory. Through trails, play weekends, and regular drop-in sessions, we work with artists and groups to create opportunities for creative learning through play, something which has taken on greater importance since the COVID-19 pandemic. Please contact mail@collective-edinburgh.art for further information on bringing a group to visit the Seeing Hands. Please check Collective's website for the information on quiet times to visit the exhibition. This artwork is a joint commission in partnership with Bluecoat Liverpool.